Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not connected with us yet on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Nicholas Kimla, the CEO of Pipeliner CRM, a company that is meeting the challenges of the digital age and leading the market with new ideas to empower entrepreneurs. Nicholas, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm very excited about that.
Well, certainly good to have you out and really appreciate your time. Looking forward to hearing what you have to say today. So tell us, what makes Pipeliner CRM different than other CRM companies? Let's start there today.
Yes, thank you for the question. First of all, so maybe to my broken English, I'm originally from Austria, Vienna, and moved 7.5 years ago to build Pipeliner. I have the same roots as our former governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, but not the same accent. But I definitely admire him. And so he was a fighter and really did something great. The same is with Pipeliner. What makes us different is just the core underneath concept that we have established. It's the approach to the people. And it's the approach of the system. It's everything what we have really did differently. It was the flipping, if you want, from a bottom-up approach that was regularly to more grassroots approach. We were thinking how we can really empower and we equip and we really underline the salesperson, because then the sales manager gets everything and make it all what is out there better, just better.
And thanks for your response there, and really appreciate that to kick things off here today. Now, does Pipeliner have a distinct business philosophy? Get into some of those details.
Yeah, that's a very good question, because that is also a key differentiator that we have compared to the other systems. I always take an example. If you are in a real sales situation and you get a little bit in argument and you start fighting and maybe you even punch your neighbor because your emotion goes to the roof, yeah. Then it will be very tough, in my opinion, to sell someone something, yeah. The Austrian School of Economics has over 150 years defined that selling, trade, what is all about, and we see that right now in the politics, we have the trade wars, that a real trade situation, a selling situation, is producing peace. And I call salespeople wealth creator and peace producer. And we have embedded that philosophy in the core of our product in everything what we do. And that makes us different, because we really value salespeople, because we believe they are undereducated, underappreciated, under-equipped, and don't have the right tools. And so we brought to them a tool that they can use, they love. And I always say, what you like, you use. What you love, you are emphatically really, you just move on that. You know?
Now, as we mentioned earlier, your company is known for empowering entrepreneurs. How does Pipeliner help empower the everyday entrepreneur?
I think I created a term for salespeople. Our salespeople are entrepreneurs in an enterprise. So a salesperson has an entrepreneurial approach, because they're living by commission. It's a risk factor. If you go to a hospital and you want to have an operation, you would go to the doctor and would say, hey, come on, I pay you after the operation was successful. He throws you out of the hospital. Yeah? So salespeople live this entrepreneurial approach. They have not the same risk factor as an entrepreneur, and this is what Pipeliner is really helping, the salesperson or the full-time entrepreneur who has a lot of risk, reducing risk, leveraging opportunities. This is all about, because how you can reduce a risk in the visualization and the fastness of the data that you can really have in front of you. And we call that instant dynamic visualization. I think the risk factor is the biggest issue that an entrepreneur has, to know what is in your pipeline, what is coming, because every entrepreneur is a salesperson, yeah? And he has to sell his idea, even to his first people that are working with him, yeah? And so he has to know what is in his pipeline, what is in the process, what is a risk factor that falls out, and that helps him. And so we embedded that the entrepreneur, and every day on their instant dynamic visualization, can maneuver the data and see what the risk factors is and what he can do, because the most important thing, as we know all in life, is about acting and not only reacting.
Certainly appreciate your input. Good stuff there today. We're joined by Nicholas Kimla, the CEO of Pipeliner CRM, a company that is meeting the challenges of the digital age and leading the market with new ideas to empower entrepreneurs, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, what is Pipeliner's outlook on the future of work, and how does Pipeliner help salespeople adapt to these changes?
I think we're in the biggest change today in the world, from the analog world to the digital world. Everything is changing. Nothing is staying the same. I like that word Peter Drucker and followers of Peter Drucker, like Fred McMulligan and others, were writing about the great transformation we're in. And the transformation we're in is about what does the digital world mean? When you're today a knowledge worker, you can live everywhere, wherever you want in the world, yeah? Because the only thing what you need is really good internet connectivity. The rest is not important, because today it is not so much that you walk to an office. So the future of work is changing, and technology has to reflect that. That means you have to be integrated in all the system automatically, that the data flow is going easy, because today you can work wherever you want. You need only really a WebEx meeting, a computer, an internet, and your brain, yeah? And you can sit on an island if their internet is good there, and you can enjoy the whole day if you're just smart and work from there. And this is interesting. There's a statistics that 43% will be freelance working in the U.S. by the next couple of years. That means half of the workforce is moving in that area, where more and more people working from home or working differently, because we are in a knowledge society. And the technology has to reflect the challenges of the future of the work, in how you interact with the data, how you use the data, how the flow of the data, how you integrate all the other systems. And if that's not happening, then the system will be not very useful. And I think that is their big plus that we have accomplished with Pipeliner, that we have our own middleware, where we integrate seamless with everything what is out there, and the data flow, because it's about how the data flow to the processes that you have in your company.
Certainly a great outlook, and really appreciate what you do within the space as well. Now, how is Pipeliner revolutionizing sales education at DePaul University? I'd love to hear some input and highlights on that.
Yeah. So that is a great program that we have started many years ago, and the managing director of DePaul University, Daniel Strunk, was really falling in love with our philosophy that salespeople are at the end really not only entrepreneurs in an enterprise, but they're a wealth creator and peace producer. And so besides the product, he fall in love with our philosophy. And so over the years, we just are really entered into the DePaul University. And right now we have 12 other universities and thousands of students using Pipeliner, and equipped with this technology and going out and learning how easy it is and falling in love. It's interesting how good the response we get and how good the feedback is, that the tool is what they like. And as I said at the beginning, what you like, you use. And so the revolution was in the education, that technology should be helpful, yeah, number one. Number two, it should be efficient. Number three, it should be really effective in that area, what you do. And finally, it should change your mindset in that area, that our salespeople are really have to make the same shift as our the buyer has already done, because the buyer today is super equipped. Yeah? You go and search on Google or whatever platform you use to inform yourself. And so the buyer know sometimes more than the seller, but the seller has to be really be well prepared, equipped, and has a value approach in that area that he brings an extra mile to the table. And this is what the students are learning and how we help them, how technology can change and how fast you can find data and all of that. And so we are super excited about our partnership with DePaul and with the other universities. And I think we try to really help students to be better equipped when they go out into the world.
Pretty awesome stuff what you're doing there at DePaul University and educating folks on revolutionizing sales through pipeline. Or in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Well, I think we all live in times where really our challenges we are facing are as never before, because the world is changing. And in a knowledge society, and especially with the fastness that is really around us, or where we just see tremendous improvement on a daily basis, it is hard to follow. And this is what we all face, but we have to see it in the context of, at the end of the day, that human beings are meeting with each other, and it needs social intelligence. On that basis, when two humans are making a sales interaction. And I think that is the big challenge, that salespeople have probably a bigger impact in the future than most people think. Not everybody knows that over 30% of the workforce are ending up in their sales-related job. And when you every day come with the right approach to your work or what you do, and you have this empathy for your customers, you have this value-driven approach, you have this trust building, you have this respect for the customer because you respect yourself, you have this win-win situation, and then you make the whole pitch enjoyable, like what everybody wants of us, have the experience, then you become more or less a better person. Because you see, when you do that 10 hours a day, you probably not go home and beat your wife and your children. So salespeople can be the change agent for a better world. And I think that is a great vision, and I hope everybody can follow that.
Mr. Kimla, really appreciate your time and joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. If listeners wanted to get more information on Pipeline or CRM, where's the best place online to get all the details?
Yes, please go to www.pipelineofsales.com or pipelineofcrm.com. And you find there a tremendous amount of data and everything. And we have also an unbelievable sales content platform with over 1,000 contributors on salespop.net.
Fantastic. And we'll certainly include links within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Mr. Kimla, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Okay.
Again, we've been speaking with Nicholas Kimla, the CEO of Pipeline or CRM, a company that is meeting the challenges of the digital age and leading the market with new ideas to empower entrepreneurs. And for more information, visit PipelinerSales.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.